This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Fear and Hope. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the classical discussions in Islam is the discussion of fear and hope. Are we supposed to be fearful of Allah, or are we supposed to be hopeful? It's a question that almost every single one of us at some point in time throughout their lives have wondered about. You know, am I desired and asked to be afraid of Allah, or am I desired and asked to be hopeful of Allah? Because the two in our minds are opposite to each other. Well, the answer to this, according to the teachings of Islam, Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, is that you are required to have both, which means you are required to have fear and hope simultaneously. Let's ask Imam Baqir alayhi salam, the fifth divinely appointed Imam, who said, a believing servant must retain two lights in his heart, a light of fear and a light of hope, and these lights must be equal. End quote. Notice how the immaculate and infallible Imam insists on these two lights to be equal. The question is, what happens if these two lights are not equal? What is one is more than the other? You know, sometimes some people, they have more hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts than the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is the quite opposite team, which has more fear of Allah than his hope and hope of his mercy and blessing. So, you know, how and what would happen if somebody's equilibrium is not in place? Let's try to explore that after the break. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing having the fear and hope of Allah. And before the break, we said that we are expected as believers to have both simultaneously in the right amount, which is an equal amount of the two. Now, what if somebody, his balance is off and the equilibrium is not maintained? Let's say they have more hope than fear of Allah, or more fear than hope of Allah. Well, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam said, a believer cannot be called such unless he is fearful and hopeful. And he cannot be fearful and hopeful unless he acts according to his fear and hope. So according to Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, having fear and hope of Allah is a sign of a believer. If not, he cannot be called a believer. But the question remains, what happens if these two lights, that is, the light of fear and hope, are not equal? What if, like, one is more than the other? Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam says, you should not hope for Allah's mercy in a manner that encourages you to commit sins, nor should you fear from Allah's punishment in a manner that brings you disappointment. So this is precisely what happens. Excessive hope results in audaciousness to commit sins. And excessive fear brings about disappointment in Allah, which is again a major sin according to Islam. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam also said, having a good opinion of Allah means that you must not hope in anyone except Him, and you should not fear for anything except for your sins.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.